broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bub and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bub and Fee.
Sports Talk. We're on air on time tonight. Indians baseball. We're talking tonight. We're also, we got a big show, Fee.
Big show. Happy, happy.
You just got here.
I did. Just walked in.
Saw a card tonight?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
All right.
Got rid of a van. Goodbye,
all
man.
All right.
Happy.
Somebody local or like coming from far away? Jeez, that's crazy.
Muncie. Came over to see us.
Nice of them.
Well, yeah.
Are they nice people?
Yep. Very nice.
Probably got a good trade then. We got, Bill went to Muncie to buy a car, and we got somebody from Muncie over here, so we probably made a good trade on that one.
There we go. Good trade.
Give Muncie Bill, and we'll take these people.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee show here. We got the seniors coming in. Is that correct?
I believe they are.
Am I up? I can't hear nothing.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Turned up.
You're on.
I did PG.
I can hear
there you go. Now I can hear.
There, better.
I can hear you.
I can hear. Yesterday I did PG-14. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable the difference in the sound.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? I'm not sure what you're saying.
Louder?
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable loud. And you hear everything through his headset.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Well, he usually puts a microphone out somewhere around the field, so you're hearing.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the loudest thing I've ever
heard. Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah.
So you're saying his headphones were turned up louder? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. All you have to do is ask Cole or me or Bronny, and we can crank her up.
No, I liked it. I like it the other way better, man. No. But I didn't know if Rob pranked me.
I think what he wants to do is
get the ambiance of the game.
Yeah, yeah. So that part's there, but he likes to be sure he doesn't hear all this other stuff going on around.
I want to do the fuel Vores racing report sometime.
Vores racing.
And what would you know about that?
Are you stupid?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with that?
Me and Fee know racing.
Okay. So how many of the Vores Compact Touring Series?
I was listening the other night. They were calling and getting tires.
Well, yeah. And I'm asking tires? You, how many of those races have you seen? How many of the drivers can you name?
I got
them. Okay.
Well, give me a little time to study.
Come on. We'll study okay. A little bit.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, talk to Steve Vore or Dan Redmond and whatever they have, just like with you guys, whatever you have on, I'm good with it.
No. I'm not talking Jerry Kopp anymore either.
Why? Why not?
He's out.
Why? What?
I'm going to school board tomorrow, track game fired.
Okay. What's your problem Koza? This time?
Yep. I heard he was on what? Koza. He was on Koza this morning.
Oh. He's big.
Yeah. Okay.
What about Fort Recovery Radio?
Well, we weren't on this morning.
He dumped us.
Okay, well.
Abandoned ship.
We'll probably get him another time.
Abandoned ship. No, he don't want to talk to us.
Maybe you ought to look in the mirror, Bob.
You think it could be me? It
might just be you.
Nope, they'd be in next Wednesday.
No, we don't. He's out, Fee. I'm going to school board tomorrow.
He gone?
Yep. We got a school board meeting tomorrow?
No.
Nope.
Dang it.
Good. School board meetings are on Tuesday. I can't remember when that next
Tuesday
week's
going
to be. Tuesday night. When's our big meeting?
Our big meeting.
The Mac meeting. When are we getting back?
Next Wednesday is the...
Come on. Let's go, Spencey.
Well, I did get a chance to talk to Don Kemper for about 10 seconds yesterday.
Not
after
bad.
The game. And he got my all the information. I emailed him and all that. And he said there's a whole lot going on. He said, I don't know what's going to be there. He said, there's a lot of things they have to work on.
For
next Wednesday.
Concerning our radio station?
No.
Just general, the MAC.
Yeah. So
is that open to the public?
No.
Yes.
It ain't?
No, invited guests only. It is an executive session.
That's
ever.
Stupid.
Well, I think it's fine that way.
You hedging? Let's go.
You think we protest? Can we
Banners out front?
It's in the middle. It's basically right square in the middle of the Coldwater School. So there's no windows. You got to go through three hallways.
They got to come through a door if we block the door with signs.
Okay. There's
free FR.
There's
seven doors to Coldwater School. So I guess you'd have to come in the front door. It buzzed in, but
419-852-9201 if you're listening tonight. How about your number? You going to give it?
I'll give it. 419-852-3599.
What if people don't, like, some people would never put their cell phone out there for the public?
Nope.
We do. Reese?
Every week.
Hmm?
Every week.
Nobody ever texts any.
Nobody ever texts.
Nope.
Nobody listens.
Nope.
My wife ain't listening tonight. She's walking with.
We give our social security numbers. We give everything.
Yeah. No, debit card.
Yeah. Here's a credit card number.
How about last night's game?
Big win.
That's fired up.
That's a big win. You and Rob fired up over there?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We's fired up. First of all.
Fired up.
They gave Benny an air. They gave an air on Benny's hit. That's a base hit.
Yeah. How about when we scored and they wouldn't put it up?
Was it? No, they said they're having technical
difficulty.
Yeah.
It's called we're mad. We ain't turning. We ain't putting it on.
I don't believe that for a second.
I do. They're mad. On. They're protesting us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Here's what I was thinking on that hit. That would have been the Indians' first hit, and they were trying to keep a no hitter for their pitcher. And I don't blame them at all because it was at least questionable. So they're okay. It's all right.
No, I'm out.
Okay,
base hit.
Well,
Rob was in a rage.
Letter to the editor.
Rob was in a rage. He about went off the scores table. I had to hold him back.
I love it.
I do too.
Big Johnny.
How about Joe Homan? Big hit.
Big hit by Joe.
Jerry pushed the right buttons last night.
He did have him going pretty good last night.
Because, here's another reason. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If Cade is playing second base and Benny's playing short, Cade don't make that catch.
He can't get that. He wouldn't have got that.
Huh?
Yeah.
6'4" came in. Hell, lucky right there.
Yeah, there's probably.
That was big. That was
probably at least a foot difference in their stretch to the as high as they can go. So, yep.
Nick Twaits was tremendous.
He did all right.
Twaits is pretty good.
Yeah.
He pretty good.
Who was there yesterday?
Miami and Texas.
Miami and Texas?
They're kind of hanging around. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
92, Calpe said.
Yep.
Is that where he was at, 92 last night?
Yeah.
Yep. The paper said that that our dugout had the 92, but I didn't know we had a gun in the dugout, but we might have.
Boo Boo Brown had it.
I think the scouts is where Calpe probably saw or heard the number. They were both at 92.
So he was walking around a lot.
Yep.
He was Neil.
He was Waldo last night. He was everywhere.
He was Eric Greasup.
He was gone, moving all over the place.
I passed him twice because I was
warmed
moving
up.
Around all over the place, too.
Freezing.
My God, it's going to warm up.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Yep. Tomorrow's 70.
30-mile-an-hour winds.
Ooh. It was blowing dead end tonight.
We got a wind tomorrow. Yes. You know what tomorrow is, right?
Nope.
Hot dog night.
Ooh, is it hot dog
night? Right there it is, right in front of you. Why don't you read it off there, buddy?
I love it.
Indies.
This is big.
About special nights.
Yep. April 12th versus New Bremen. It's hot dog night.
Hot dog. Diggity dog. Sing along.
Market.
I didn't know that was a song.
Wing Street.
Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Next Thursday, we got Wing Night, sponsored by Brick Street.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I love it.
And on May 3rd, New Knoxville, it's pizza night. That's about our last game, ain't it?
When is it?
May 3rd?
In Knoxville, there's St. Mary's.
I bet.
the following scheduled for the following Thursday. So New Knoxville is a Thursday. St. Mary's is scheduled for the following Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So tomorrow we got New Bremen coming in. Coming to our house.
Coming to the house. Yep.
We got to win that one.
We need that one.
And we got to go to South Adams tomorrow? Friday night.
Reese? They're tough.
Reese has got Friday. Reese has got taking Friday. A ball against South Adams.
Ooh, that's going to be big.
Reese are good.
Number three in the state.
Bring them on.
Seen that. That's good.
Absolutely.
Love competition.
And what do we do Saturday if we play?
I don't know.
Who gets the ball?
Not sure who's going to get the old egg on that one.
Let me tell you something. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
Ready.
Watch this take infield.
Yep.
Okay. Drew Mullenkamp is really good.
He is pretty good. He's a good arm.
He's got everything.
Yep.
Drew Mullenkamp impressed me in warm-ups.
He is. Good player.
The way he catches the ball, he's just smooth. Drew Mullenkamp putting down Spencey is going to be a heck of a baseball player.
I was just thinking that, too. I didn't see any of the rest of it, but, you know, he was tough. Smart on the base paths.
Well, he could have got picked off.
Well,
yeah.
Well, once that happened, I mean, he did the stuff right once he got in that.
He got it going pickle. 100.
He got it going right.
And it took Benny forever to score on that first one. Come on, get in there, big boy. Big fella.
but Drew pitched really well. Was that last Friday when he pitched three and Ryan pitched four? That
in
was
10 below zero weather.
Yep. That was really good.
Don't talk to me about the weather. I ain't happy.
Ain't been too nice to us. Has not been too nice.
Reese, does it affect you any?
Nope.
No? Pretty cool.
I run a lot before I start, so I'm already.
You do what?
Like run outside on the pool, like
now. He's a jogger.
I jog outside around the fence, so I'm feeling it right when I get out there.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
How about your knickers?
What?
Your pants.
The high socks. I like the high socks.
You like them?
I like them.
Groovy?
They're groovy.
Bryce Harper?
I thought I'd do something different this year. I mean, senior year, it's my last year, so.
Damn right.
That's better than getting a tattoo on your forehead.
What's your ERA right now?
Don't like tooting his horn, but he was pretty good.
Or actually, no.
Have you gave a run yet?
No, I gave 200 runs. Not two earned, but two unearned. Yeah.
Westerville.
You've been good, buddy.
Yeah.
He's been real good.
You're excited, ain't you? Really pumped up, ain't you?
For sure. Saturday, pitching in front of my brother. He's going to be there, so it should be a fun time.
That's big.
Elkhart, Indiana.
Big brother coming in?
Yep, coming in from Elkhart. I like it.
Chelsea don't miss a game.
Nope. It's been her birthday out last night.
I seen that. Happy birthday, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Happy birthday, Fee, today.
Me, how about that?
Oh, I don't think I knew that was your birthday.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
67.
Well, I'm thinking now that this might be a hoax about it being Fee's birthday.
Might be a hoax.
Be a good day to have a birthday.
Yeah.
Good day.
Yeah.
Who's our seniors coming in tonight?
We have...
Reese Rogers.
He's already here.
Oh, yeah.
We got him here.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of told him to just come in whenever they wanted.
That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. Reds getting beat.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Did they win last night?
No. Got beat.
Homer throws no hitter. They get beat.
Brian Price is about out.
No. They ain't going to fire a guy for 10 games.
Tony Perez.
22 games.
Is that what he is last 22? He may break Tony's record.
So we're going to talk baseball tonight. We're going to take a break here in a little bit.
Yep.
We're going to talk baseball tonight. We're going to recap the Indians. We're going to talk about our softball team, Fee. How about that
start? Phenomenal. They're on
that's
fire.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
And we're going to get the seniors in here. And then after we talk to the seniors, we're going to talk about the big draft coming up. Reds.
Yep.
Spring game is Saturday. I think probably there'll be some people around here going to that.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah. So, a lot to talk about. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee presented by Wayne Street Market. We'll be right back right after this.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Hi, this is Dan Redman from VCTS Racing. I wanted to invite you to join Corey Hensley and myself on Mondays starting March the 12th at 7 p.m. for the Vores Racing Report. We will talk NASCAR racing as well as racing at the surrounding local tracks as well as VCTS racing. So tune in Mondays starting March 12th and go racing with us. Go to FortRecoveryRadio.com or download the free TuneIn app and search Fort Recovery Radio. Don't forget, it's the Vores Racing Report every Monday night at 7 p.m. on Fort Recovery Radio. Starting Monday, March the 12th.
Priest, I'm still chewing my food.
Love food. It'll be okay, Bob.
He can't say 5 seconds.
He did.
Good chips.
Hmm?
We have good chips going.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
Excellent.
All right, so the week started, Fee. We started out last week on Thursday.
Dolphins?
Dolphins St. John's, a 1-0 game that was probably a little closer than what we imagined, but we was able to pull it out.
Yeah, actually, went eight innings, and Nick went five, I think, solid five, and then Kate came in, finished up last three, and we had
Riley,
opportunities.
Riley Post with a big hit,
Riley got it. He started us off in the eighth inning, big, getting on big.
Yeah.
But we manufacture scrape a run up. I think Nick Waite's got to base it up the middle to walk off. Indians win their first MAC game.
Absolutely.
That was exciting. That was good.
And then on Friday, we got a home game. It was freezing out Friday night.
Houston
Wildcats.
Cats.
A game that we run ruled them and kind of had our way with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pitched some young kids there.
Yeah, we actually had two JV kids come up. That's a choo-choo train escape.
Okay.
Whoa.
Fortunately for the folks at home.
I thought we got rid of them railroad tracks. I came right through here.
Anyway.
No, we brought up Drew Mollkamp and Ryan Post. They both managed it. I think he gave up one run. 11-1, something like that. Final.
They both pitched extremely
very
well.
Very good. And it was very tough conditions.
Yeah. And then Saturday we go down and the snow finally melts and we play one game at Greenville.
Got to play one game at Greenville and Reese was on his horse. He was pitching well.
Yeah. Reese, you were really good.
He pitched really good Saturday.
Yep.
Had him. They just didn't know what he was bringing all day. It was tremendous. We had him all. It was great.
And he was able to manufacture a big inning in the sixth and put the game away.
Went the first three innings, or four innings, actually, and it was a battle.
Yep, and Calpe made the comment about the sixth inning. He said the first four innings went by in about a half an hour. The next three innings went by in about 2 hours.
Took a little longer.
Yep. Indians come out on top 11-1 against Greenville. Green Wave.
The Wave went
improved
down.
Improved to 5-1, 6-1. Then on Monday, we host the
Hanzonia
Tigers in probably god-awful conditions again.
Not very nice again.
Indians roll to that one.
Yep. Tigers are pretty young.
Young, 0-5.
Come up. One first baseman said they got five freshmen.
Five freshmen.
Was it five? I knew it was four. That's good, though, because
told him
it's
hang
not
in
good
there.
This year. But
hang in there. Be ugly year this year, but you never know.
Yeah. We was there 10 years ago.
We've been there.
Yep.
That's exactly right. And then last night, of course, the big game is St. Henry. And we knew going in Dylan Lange was a stud.
Yep.
Throws hard. They got a lineup that is speed at top. They just got a good team. St. Henry's going to win a bunch of games.
Yeah.
And we was able to get an early run.
Yeah.
And do exactly what you guys preach about. Get them on, get them over, get them in, and play defense, and was able to win.
Manufacture a run here and there and let Nick do his thing. To Sanders' credit, they hit a couple of big hard balls, too, off of Nick. And he was definitely pitching well, too. Yeah. So, credit to them. I mean, they were – I think when you play against him, you guess. You know, mm-hmm. You're lucky if you guess the right thing, you happen to hit one.
He looked like he was throwing his curveball for strikes last night.
He was, and I think that umpire was given that low strike, that low curveball strike, and he was for Lange and for Neff.
Yeah. I remember he called one on us in the first inning, and I thought, man, I better be calling that.
It was tough on the hitters.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
Well, when the weather's like this out, that strike zone's bigger. There ain't no doubt.
It's got to be because
who's going to stand? Nobody wants to sit out there for
no.
And a game that took an hour and 35 minutes, and we was in and out of there and got the W, and now we move on, Fee, and we got a tough game tomorrow against New Bremen.
Yeah, New Bremen, we don't want to take them light. They're another good team. I think they make contact. They're going to go after us. We're going to throw Cade, I think. He's going to go out and take his shot, you know, his turn, and mm-hmm. I think we'll have Benny and probably Riley, mm-hmm. you know, to back him up if we need be. So hopefully Cade's on his game tomorrow. And, you know, one nice thing about this team is we're blessed with pitchers.
Yep,
we got some pretty darn good pitchers and a lot of depth. And in this terrible weather like this, I mean, it's nice to have a couple of different guys that can come in there and throw, and you feel like you don't really lose a whole lot.
Yeah, it's hard. It's amazing, and there is nobody in the state that's got 9 baseball games in.
Oh, no doubt.
The Reds don't.
No.
Yeah. We got 9 games in.
We got 9 in already.
Yep. We've done kind of, you know, it hurt that one week when we basically played one game, but we've when we were hurting, we already had twice as many games as anybody else.
Yeah.
So that was good. I mean, we haven't had a nice day to play.
We ain't had a very nice day. We may get one tomorrow.
Yep. That sounds like a little breezy.
That temperature's going to be good.
Might be a little windy, but
Reese, remember, wind breezy, spring
swing easy. Swing easy, big fella.
Vince, I got a text from Jake, says his yards never look better. Mowed tonight. Jake did.
Jake did?
I mowed tonight.
Did you mow?
I just knocked the sticks down.
Ooh.
Instead of picking them up, I just mow them down.
Yep. Mow them down.
Hey, mulch.
Yeah. But you mowed yet?
No. I have not.
No, mine doesn't really need it. If I mowed, you could tell it, but it's not bad. I probably, maybe tomorrow, Thursday, Sunday, maybe.
Ivo's yard. God dang it.
Looking good?
I hate Ivo.
Ivo makes you look bad.
He does.
I just thought of something, too, that I probably ought to mention.
You hate Ivo, too?
No, not at all. The opposite of that. Ivo's awesome.
Ivo Wendell.
Yes, Ivo Wendell. Yes, he's awesome. Anyway, the Battle of the Brains that was scheduled for this Sunday is canceled.
Ooh, why?
What happened?
Weather? Scared of us?
No.
Well,
scared?
We weren't going to be in the actual contest.
How do you know? We thought about getting in it.
Well, okay. Well, that would be two teams that would be in it then.
Ooh, lack of interest.
We didn't have any.
We had one team.
Really?
And it wasn't the Perky Biles and it wasn't the Evers.
Really?
Yeah. The teams, you know, they're always in there.
So the team that signed up wins.
Yep. Yep. They give them all the money. Actually, they're going to give them their money back.
Hmm. What did it cost to get in?
$75.
Rocker's in a rage. He was fired up.
He was fired up.
I was too. Because it's fun. You know, and the, I talked with Patty Layfeld, the teacher that's in charge of it today, and she was, you know, we talked about that fun trivia thing that our team was in last year, and they were going to do a whole round of that with anybody that wanted to. She's thinking they might try to do that instead of this other with the actual Scholastic Bowl sort of questions, but if they do it for free, there's no way for them to make money, so they're just spending a lot of time and not making money for the academic boosters, so trying to figure something out. She thinks it might have been the time of year, because last year it was in February. February, and there's a lot going on now. And so Fort Recovery Insurance.
Brewhouse Fuel.
Yep.
What is that?
That's Brew Nation over at Salina.
They have their own fuel?
No, it's the Brewhouse Fuel beer. So it's a beer they brew special for Vore's Compact Touring Series, VCTS.
Get out of here.
There it is right there.
You ever had one?
I'm drinking one now.
Dan?
It's good.
Ah. Give my boy one.
Okay.
It's a tall one.
You going to try one?
Brewhouse. I'm not much of a brewhouse guy. But
how do you know?
I might be.
Reese, what do you think of it? You just had a little drink.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he was drinking.
No, he was drinking a Mountain Dew. But
I got it on video.
Video trouble.
Reese is suspended indefinitely. Not really. Fine, I lied. I'm a liar. We should have a liar. You going to drink one, ain't you?
Yeah, we're going to try one.
You got a puke sack just in case?
Just in case I throw up on Bobby.
Is it like a craft beer?
It's brewed right there in Salina, downtown Salina.
He brought you another kind of
chaser.
Chaser now. It's a big beer.
Yeah. It's a blonde ale.
Oh, my God, Fee.
Takes two hands to hold it.
Big. Bitter beer face.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure about her.
Jury's still out yet. We ain't made our decision yet.
Keep the old Steiny beside me just in case.
Just in case.
Whew.
Brewer House Fuel.
Fuel.
So let me ask you this. Okay. Hey, you're a baseball guy.
A little bit.
You're kind of smart.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Jury's out.
Jury is out.
Jury's out.
Last night.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, okay?
Okay.
Indians are ahead 1-0. Mm-hmm. They got runners on second, third.
Sander does.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ground ball, Riley Post. Kind of eats him up a little bit. Makes a nice play. Throws over. Gets him out.
Gets the third out.
Gets Reese out of a jam. Gets the Tweetsie out of the jam.
Yep.
The most impressive thing about that play, okay? First person congratulating his brother.
Yep.
Now, I'm telling you, here's a kid, Evan Post.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell him this tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That understands that team is first.
Absolutely.
He is. You know what I'm saying?
Because he's been phenomenal.
Here's a kid who is battling for that position.
Yep.
Understands that right now he's struggling. He'll keep working his butt off.
Yep.
But right now, Riley's playing better.
Yeah.
And when Riley made that play, Evan was the first guy out there congratulating him.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him that's something that he needs.
Because Evan knows how tough that play is.
Damn right. And
he's been there before.
Yeah, and he knows that was such a huge play. Yeah,
pressure's on. If you bobble it or do something silly with it, you're done.
And when you see kids do that, that gets Bobby.
I like that, too.
You know? Especially the older I get.
Yep.
I love that kind of stuff.
I like that, too.
And he had a big smile on his face when he was doing it.
Absolutely.
It wasn't like grudging or I probably ought to
do this. Well, he never does.
We kind of talked about that in basketball season with Trevor. You know, Trevor's another pump-up kid. And he kept them guys loose and having fun. Yep. And I feel like Evan's doing the same thing. And he'll keep working hard. And don't count him out.
Yeah.
He'll have big games yet before this year's over. I guarantee it.
That's just a sign of being raised right. Knowing what to do.
I agree.
You don't have to think about it. That's just what you do.
I know. I loved it.
It was really good.
But anyway, the Indians are 8-1, and we're just off to a tremendous start, and we got a big game tomorrow night, and we got a big stretch of games, and we're going to turn our attention now to the girls' softball team. Mm-hmm. Here's a team that this girl took over, and we got text after text from girls saying they love Coach Stevens.
Yep. I believe too.
And they are 4-2 and run ruled St. Henry last night.
Isn't that neat?
Just awesome.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta love it.
I think that's more games than they've won in the last four seasons combined.
And I think they won a couple last year.
And one the year before and none the year before that, I believe.
And when you look at that, I think that this Ashley Holman threw a no-hitter on Saturday.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, we threw a no-hitter.
Tremendous.
An outpost of Hal's listening. He'll
Ashley Homan.
Yep. Ashley. Is it Ashley? Yep. What I said?
Well, you said Ashley. I don't think that's right.
It's not Ashley.
Olivia. Okay. Olivia.
Olivia. You know what it is? Is it Olivia?
Olivia.
Olivia. Yeah, okay. You're allowed to chime in there, Reese, and correct us.
Help us out, bud.
You don't know her?
You'd usually yell at me, so.
He's a little gunshot.
He's right.
I don't gunshot. Yell.
No, you scold him. You don't yell.
Huh?
You start yelling.
I'm not a yeller.
No.
Not really a yeller, but you're a scolder.
Scolder. Not a scolder either. But how about the girls' program?
It's tremendous.
I like it.
I just can't believe that.
Yep.
You know, the thing about it is those young girls have won. They've always won.
Yeah.
You know, so they go into this thing, and I think the older girls are, you know, we just had a tough time, you know, and they don't expect it. All of a sudden, these young girls, I think they're mixing together pretty good, and it's the older girls are starting to believe a little bit, too, and man, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I agree. And you look at them older girls, and they're competitors. I mean, the winning girl is a competitor.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm just... Yeah, it's impressive for them girls to do that.
I was talking to Al Post last night, and we basically kind of agreed that wouldn't it have been nice if Devin could have been in that mix somewhere, and any of the kids that have graduated and that were good players, but just there just weren't enough of them.
You know, I'd like to have seen some of the seniors that played basketball.
Yeah.
Carly and Gracie and them. I'd love to see them play, just to see how they'd acted on this
part. Yep.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, you just never know. Kids pulling in. It looks like Max Gleinshern's pulling in.
All right.
Okay. That'd be great. Get some of these kids in here and talk to them, because we got 9 seniors, don't we, Reese Bob?
Yes, we do. 9 Megans.
9 seniors. You want to take a break right now and then get our break in, and then we'll start a bit of the seniors and
sneak them in.
And we'll be right back with Bubba and Fee Show, presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 Impala 2LT. It's black with heated leather seats, lane departure warning, and backup camera. It has 41,000 miles, and it's priced at only $16,800. Check out this and all their other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. The Indians defeated St. Henry 2-0 in a big MAC game last night, and now they are 8-1 overall and 2-0 in the MAC. Tomorrow, it's going to be another MAC game with New Bremen coming to town, and it'll be hot dog night. WPGW will broadcast that game at 100.9 FM, which can also be found on your TuneIn app. Search for WPGW. Then on Friday, the Indians will travel to Bern to take on the number 3 team in Indiana, the South Adams Starfires, at 5 o'clock, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game live. Then on Saturday, the Indians will travel to Dayton to take on Kettering Alter in a 1 p.m. game that will be played at 5th Third Field, where the Dayton Dragons play, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that action live. There's more baseball this week. MAC game at home with New Bremen tomorrow night, and it's hot dog night at South Adams on Friday. Then on Saturday, a big game at 5th Third Field in Dayton against Kettering Alter. Get to all these games you can to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get there in person, you can catch all the games live on WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here, Bubba and Fee, starting with our senior night. And the first contestant on senior night is none other than One of the greatest kids to ever come out of the school is Mr.
No Doubt.
Slingshirt. Maxie, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you guys?
Awesome, Maxie.
Going, if we get rained out, you got what do you got Saturday? You going to spring game if the game gets rained out?
Not going to spring game, but I'll sure watch it.
You'll watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're about the biggest Buckeye fan in the world, ain't you?
Pretty big.
Probably.
Huh? Pretty big. You're
pretty big.
Like pretty big Buckeye fan.
How
big
many Buckeye games you been to?
Probably about at least 16, 17, 18.
I could pretty much hate you right now.
That's a bunch.
I've been to three. Cry every time I go. Get goosebumps.
Oh, yeah, love it.
Helps when my mom's in all mine, too.
Yeah,
ooh, that does help. Yeah, that helps. Good old mom. Can't beat her.
Max, how you feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you can't play right now, right?
No, I can't play.
Are you going to be able to play it all this year or are you out?
It depends how my shoulder goes, how rehab goes. Right now, I'm scheduled. I have a reevaluation with doctors on May 8th. So I should be able to start back up again.
Okay, so explain your injury. What happened? Because you got hurt in football.
Yeah. It all started back freshman year when I tore my labrum against Marion in a freshman football game.
Wasn't Dirksen, was it?
Cause I don't know. No, it wasn't Dirksen.
I bet you will.
It wouldn't have been your labrum. It would have been your neck.
Yeah, that's true.
We ain't scared of Dirksen.
Nope.
Are you?
Not really.
Bring him on.
Bring him on.
We may go there after this radio show.
Well, if he's not on the football field, he's an extremely nice guy.
Oh, is he?
Great. Oh, yeah. Very. Yeah.
Max ain't.
Okay. Hey, he's like my second or third cousin.
Whoops. We can't beat up a cousin.
Yeah, we better be nice.
Yeah.
All right. Fine.
Went through the entire shoulder surgery and all that. Came back a little too early, probably, because I was...
Because you just love
senior year football.
Yeah.
Wanted to play.
Yeah. I came back early freshman year, and then, they just said... They said I couldn't pass any of the shoulder tests at the physical, so... So they sent me to physical therapy.
Oh, I hate physical therapy.
Yeah, and then... And then, after football season, I get an MRI, and they're like, yeah, you tore your labrum,
tore it again?
3 months ago. Yeah.
Ooh.
Retore it. They just said I overworked it so much, and that's how it happened.
Yeah.
As a start.
So you are a sports junkie.
Yeah.
You know, you live and die this sports deal, you know, and you got a little bit of Bob in you because I'm kind of the same way, you know. The only difference between me and you is that you are the greatest Catholic boy I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
I love that.
Good boy.
I have youth group discipleship hour at 9 o'clock.
Tonight you do?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to come earlier.
We'll get you early. That's right.
So I could get the
another thing is Holy Saturday.
Yeah.
You was at church.
Yep.
For 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
By yourself.
Yeah.
In shorts.
Yeah. So it felt pretty good that.
Huh?
Evening.
Shorts, Max.
It wasn't very cold. Khaki shorts.
Red shoes.
Khaki. You look good.
Yeah. I wore a red polo shirt.
You were looking good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dapper. You're cool.
Thank you.
You're groovy, ain't you?
Groovy.
Who's the Browns draft first pick?
They should pick Sam Darnold.
I agree.
But I feel like...
They're going to screw it up?
They screw it up.
Wyoming,
yeah. Yeah, because they screwed up the Carson Wentz thing. Mm-hmm. So they feel like Josh Allen, that Wyoming guy, might be next Carson Wentz. So I hope they pick Sam Darnold because I don't want the Browns to be bad.
That's right.
I want to be actually.
I know. I know. And you're a Bengal fan.
You're in competition.
Absolutely. I'm same way with the Bengals.
Yeah.
Okay, so
in the fourth pick, what do you do with it? I'd pick Saquon if he doesn't already get
drafted.
Yep.
Do you realize that if the Browns would take Barkley with the first pick, that Barkley would be the highest paid running back in the NFL without running the ball one time?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just because he's number one pick?
Because he's the number one pick. Then you're guaranteed that money.
Yep.
You that can't take him with the number one pick. You can't do it.
No, you can't.
No.
The thing about it is, I think that Chubb's a monster, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, I agree.
And he's going to be, one of them's going to be there at four. I guarantee it.
If you take Darnold and then Chubb at four, your defensive ends.
Oh, you got bookends that are going to be mean.
Yeah, Miles Jack and
They're going to be pretty good. And the other guy, Adoa.
Well, you move him in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Guys got some good off-season free agent picks.
What about Burfecht? You still in love with him? Max is an idiot.
He's crazy. I know. He's not smart, crazy. That's for sure.
No. He ain't smart. Let's talk about Max now, okay?
All right.
So you've been a family friend of our family for a long time. My daughter's to babysit you, and you've always been. I've always had a neat relationship with you, and I think the world of you.
Yeah.
So your sports wise, it didn't turn out the way you wanted to. You know, you hit football, you got hurt.
Yeah.
You punted. You had an unbelievable junior year.
Yeah.
Then you get hurt.
Yeah.
And now baseball comes around, and now you're hurt again.
Yeah.
But by God, you're in there, and you're rooting for your team.
Yeah.
You know, and you're having fun doing it.
Yeah, I am.
Are you staying warm in the dugout?
I try to.
Ain't very easy, is it, buddy?
It's crazy.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
All of spring.
I would like to say something about this guy.
Yeah, bring it on.
You know, we practice a lot. I mean, we practice a lot. 2-hour practices.
Yep.
You know, we were going 5 nights a week.
Right.
You know, and this kid gets hurt, and he can't do anything yet. And he goes to coach and says, you know, maybe May, I might be back.
Right.
You know, it depends on what they say. He has not missed anything. He comes to every practice. He helps out. He gets the tees out. He gets the pitching machine out. I'm telling you, kids like this are awesome.
No wonder he tore his labrum.
Yeah, we got him working wide
up. Yeah, working harder now than what baby's playing.
No, but I appreciate that too, buddy. I really do.
I agree with Harold. Them kids are hard to come by. Hey, you're one of them. How about you got a girlfriend?
No.
What?
I don't have
you got a date to prom.
Yes.
Who with?
Elizabeth Swain, girl from Coldwater.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fired up? One hit wonder, or is this something that you're trying to?
Just friends.
One hit wonder. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Huh? You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You got your dancing shoes on or not?
I put those on that Friday morning.
Friday morning, you get them out and
yep.
put them
yep.
on?
Yep.
Is a prom on a Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
It's on a Friday?
Yeah, we go half day school.
Huh?
We go like a half day school, and then like when lunchtime comes, like around like 11 or 13.
See you later, boys.
Yeah.
Start getting ready.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's so car washed up, waxed up, looking good.
That's when
he has the sharpest car in town.
Yeah, greatest looking car in town, without a doubt.
That's when the bowling alley gets a little full on Fridays.
Boys go out there.
Pizza buffet.
Exactly.
500 kids come rolling up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Max, what's your game plan after school?
I plan to attend the Ohio State University at Lima my first year.
Yep.
And after my first year, as long as I have a 2.0 GPA, I can transfer over to Columbus.
You want to go to the big campus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You major? What you want to do yet?
Education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ultimately become American history teacher in high school and become a football coach.
There you go. Mom, Dad listening right now?
I told Mom, like, it's 5 minutes. Because 5 minutes ago, I'm going on 4Cover Radio.
Yeah.
So hopefully she picks up the brothers.
She's got to be listening.
She's listening.
Oh, she had to pick up Peyton Park?
Yeah.
The boys.
Yeah, they have a religion. They get out in about a couple minutes.
Oh, okay. Max, what you got now? You got to go to youth?
I got 50 minutes, yeah.
Oh, you're good, Dad.
Good.
We can talk some more sports.
We can talk sports.
Because you're pretty good at sports.
Yeah.
How about the Reds?
Ain't much talk about there, is it?
Disgusting.
Suarez just got hurt. And we paid him big money, too, over...
Yeah, how much we pay Suarez, Reese?
Too much.
He's sleeping. Go back to bed, Reese.
Look it up.
It's okay. He's unbelievable, ain't he?
I just know we paid him like a 7-year contract or something like that.
It was $100 million for... Yeah, it was a good kind. Or six. It might be a 5-year, 65.
How long has Votto got?
He's here. He'll here till he dies.
4 more years.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we did him a 10-year.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's more than 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
he does, too. That was just after I get MVP season, too.
How's your grades?
Pretty good.
You an AB guy?
Yeah. There's one class where we have to just try in. That's English composition. It's my... big college English class.
How you doing in that?
Pretty good. I got A's on all of our quizzes so far.
You pretty cool for getting A's. I got a lot of A's from that class.
I'm sure.
What? Why you say I'm sure? What do you mean? I'm not as dumb as people think I am. I'll bet you I had a higher. What was your GPA?
GPA? I have no idea.
Who do you think's smarter, me or Harold?
I'll go with Harold.
Yeah, boy, Max.
Can we turn Max's mic off?
We can, but we're thinking about turning it up.
Turning it up a little bit.
We could turn it off, but
we're thinking about cranking it up a little.
We're thinking about cranking it up.
As far as fixing cars, Harold's by far the best.
Thanks, Neil. Yep.
Best in the room.
Thank you, bub.
Best in town.
He's number one.
He is.
Ivan might kill you for saying that. Because he listens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ivan listens.
Ivan's good.
Absolutely, Ivan.
Well, anybody that's in business in this town fixing cars is good. Because if you're not any good, ain't anybody going to help you.
Where are you working this summer?
I usually work for whatever Homer has me do.
Grandpa. Oh, you're working Grandpa?
Yep.
Grandpa?
Yeah, for the most part. I basically put like all the pipes in around our new additions in the... By the barn and the new garage.
So you're like, you're kind of grandpa's sidekick, kind of help him in the
handyman.
Yeah.
If he ever needs anything, he just texts me. And I'll be there. I also ump a lot of Pony League and Little League games.
There you go. Yeah, I know. You do a lot of umping.
That's good.
You got a big strike zone?
Got to.
Little League, yeah, I have a bigger strike zone. Otherwise, the game's going to be 3 hours.
When you see our little league program, our little kids, what do you think? Good kids coming up?
Yeah, good kids coming up. I've also noticed, like, even in high school freshmen, they're just getting better and better at younger ages.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree with you, Joe.
Joe Schneider, our athletic trainer, said apparently we have 2 eighth grade girls softball players that can really pitch the ball.
Really?
And you're just seeing that there are better athletes at younger age.
Yeah.
That's good.
Vince Coza said that today on his show today. Remember you and Jerry said, for recovery, if you look at their last 5 years of their success in their sports, and it's just continuing, and it just keeps getting and it does. I mean, we're in a great run of sports right now.
It is awesome.
Yeah. Right now, you know what we need? We need to get to the top.
It'd be nice to get to the top.
Huh? We need to celebrate at Huntington Park this year.
Yes, we do.
That'd be all right.
Nah, that is our goal.
Start in Columbus, end in Columbus.
That's the game.
That's exactly right.
There you go.
That's our game plan.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be great.
We'll push the crap out of that trophy.
That'd be big.
Yep. Oh, God. What do you think? This guy ain't right either, is he?
It's pretty good baseball, though.
He is pretty good baseball. But he struck out 4 times yesterday.
Ooh. 3.
Well, it should have been 4. Huh?
Got nabbed on a couple calls.
Max, good luck to you, brother. Thanks for stopping up, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, you're a good boy. I love you.
Good man.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Kate Wendell. Mr. Groovy. Right after this, Bubba and Feet,
Wayne Street Market.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
For
Towers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Student Council will be doing volunteer work on Thursday, May 3rd. If your business has some work that needs done, contact Chelsea Colleague at colleaguech@fortrecoveryschools.org and see what the Student Council can do to help your business out that day. Picking up, painting, cleaning, and more, the Student Council can do it all. Email them at colleaguech@fortrecoveryschools.org and get the Student Council to help out your business on Thursday, May 3rd.
We're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Philly Fee. How you doing, bud?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good.
You gotta love Max, don't you?
I do love Max. Great kid.
Ah, dang it.
Great kid.
I really don't think much of Next Kid.
Next Kid's a pretty great kid.
Kind of a goober.
Not too bad.
Kind of a moron.
Kind of like him. Got good hair. Got great hair.
Jealous of his hair.
Like his hair. I love it.
Yep.
Jealous of his hair, but he kind of a moron.
No, he's not.
Huh?
I don't think he is.
Cade, he's been up here more than him and Will Holman been in here more than anybody I've ever seen.
So does that make it bad or
that's good?
I think that's good.
That's real good. I get tired of talking to him.
Yeah.
How you doing, just bro? Shut up and let him talk then.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. That's Cade Wendell, the voice of Mr. Cade Wendell, who is batting .470 going into yesterday's game.
Kicking butt.
Having a tremendous season, by the way.
Absolutely.
How's your shoulder?
It feels pretty good.
Does it?
Yep.
What's your pinch count tomorrow?
Probably 70, 75.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So you're full blown.
Yeah, the way it looks like right now, yeah.
All right.
Good.
I like it.
So, Cade, were you up at... did you go up to your guy in Cleveland during basketball season at all, or did you pretty much shut her down?
I thought you went to Krem check, didn't you, or not?
Well, to check out my elbow, yeah.
Check his elbow out.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, his pitching coach.
Okay.
At the beginning, yeah, we went down, like, every Sunday with a guy from Salina, Reed Hardy, the dude who's racing at Salina. And then we just went down there every Sunday, and then later on, we started doing stuff on our own in the basement because of how far the drive was.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But really, then, your arm is, you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Feels pretty good.
Yep.
Other than being a little sore. But,
right.
But after you got shot, feel pretty good now.
The shot didn't feel good, but then
couple
days after, it felt good.
Did you cry?
No.
Did you cry?
Saved my came off the table.
I bet that does hurt. Where did shoot? Right
in the
elbow.
Right in it.
Ooh, yep. That pain.
Oh, who did it?
Thanks, I'm good. Dutch Kramchek, he did it.
Yeah.
Yep.
He said this was going to
this might hurt a little bit.
Season.
He kind of like rushed it. He didn't really say it. He just said it was going to give me a shot and then rubbed it, stuck it in, and then that was it.
He said, whoa, big fella. That hurt.
So, Cade, we're 8-1. We're off to a great start. You're off to a great start. It's been tough out there with the weather-wise as far as hitting. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree, especially cold. And then you get a stinger, and the hand feels terrible. You can't feel it for at least in an inning.
Right. People don't realize that. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, they don't understand how hard it is to hit when it's just terrible out. Because you're exactly right. You get a foul ball, you can't feel your hands for that rest of that bat.
It's almost off the end of the bat or on your hands.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It stings for about an inning or two.
It's crazy.
It is unbelievable.
So you've been the leadoff hitter, and hey, Cassius. So, and last night against St. Henry was a huge game, we have to get that win because our ultimate goal is to win the MAC.
Absolutely.
I agree. Yep.
And
that's what we're looking for.
And with Nick on the mound, and we know we just, you know, manufacture runs, and it shows what kind of ball club we got because you and Willie were 0-for, and we still was able to manufacture two runs. That says a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Shows how gritty we are and that we scrapped together two runs and with, two hits. And we just outplayed them, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree. Defensively, we were tremendous.
Played good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, defensively, very good again last night. A couple huge double plays.
Especially to get out, first and second, no outs. And then we came out of that because they bunted. Then we got the guy in it, the suicide squeeze, and then we got him in pickle. That was huge.
Yeah, we did a nice job of that, too. Cody had a good game last night.
He did.
Mm-hmm. His worst part of his game was catching him when he's warming up.
Ball flying
everywhere. He missed two balls every time Twice would warm up.
We do got a problem there,
did you notice
too.
That?
I asked him today, can you just catch me for 20 pitches off the mat? He says, as long as you don't hit me in the palm because it's swelled. So.
Ouch.
That's our problem right now, too. When Nick pitches,
yeah,
nobody will go catch him.
Yeah.
So if Cody's he makes the last out, and he's got to put all his equipment on.
Nobody will go warm him up.
It's unbelievable. I'm here, but I'll help him get his stuff on here. Let's get your stuff on here. Hurry up, man. You'll be all right. Get out there. Somebody warm him up. Hurry up. Get out there.
Tommy Goldine will warm him up.
Yep. Tommy will go out there.
First of all,
I was saying Calpe out there.
Oh, yeah. Cocky Calpe.
He's the one that said he could catch him. Get out here and warm him up.
You think Calpe could catch him? You have trouble catching him?
I mean, sometimes, yeah, because his stuff is so good.
Yeah. So let's say Jerry Kopp says, okay, Cade, go to any position you want to play. Where would you run to first?
I'd catch.
You're a catcher.
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, you're involved every play, every pitch, and
every bit
calling the shots. It's fun.
Yeah, if you say we need a catcher, you're in.
Yeah,
I kind of like that.
I do too.
But we really need
a little
him.
Problem there. We got a nice little duo up the middle with Benny and him, and I hate seeing either one of them move.
So last night you played short, he played second. Who makes that call, Jerry?
Yeah, and then we just talked to him about it, too, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much all three of us together.
A lot of times when you see that, too, when he pitches, then we'll move him to second so he doesn't make any long throws.
Save the arm.
Yep.
Just all situational.
Many pitches, move him over to second.
I love you. You know that. But you don't catch that ball. He caught that line shot. He climbed the ladder.
He's 6'4", and he went up. That was bad.
That's over your noggin.
I agree. Yeah.
It's 2-1, and they got a runner at second.
Yeah.
Because that was going to the gap.
That was a gapper.
That was a rocket. Big. Cassius would have. Were you in left field last night? Wasn't you?
He's in left last night. Shaney been chasing that forever.
Shaney would. Yeah. He'd have been a Romer's carryout looking for that ball. Yeah. That thing was going right through the fence.
It was going hard that way.
And then the kid who doubled hit a rocket over Cassius. He nailed that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Cassius was on his
horse. I just kept on going.
You know, the more I think about Twait sucks.
Right.
Huh?
Really?
Yeah. What?
He can keep sucking for
I
us.
I think he did okay. He had 9 strikeouts.
They hit 2 hard balls.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Big.
Yeah.
Hardest ball you ever hit?
For sales?
Probably.
For sales.
I'd want to say Greenville.
Greenville, you hit that one good.
Oh, yeah.
This that one hit the Saturday?
Yep.
Yeah.
That hit you got all that?
Did that one hop, or did it hit the fence on the fly?
It hit the fence.
Three-quarter way.
It did, but it's really hard to
tell. I went up to him, it was kind of blown out right field. I went up to him, I said, you got to get this up and streaming. Get it out of here. Boom. I was like,
you can't tell kids to go for home runs.
I can't when it's like that.
Nah, it did work, didn't it?
Worked good.
Boom. Yeah, it did work.
Yeah, he was laughing.
You have been one hell of an athlete for Fort Cover.
Great. Fort Cover, yeah.
But not only have you been a hell of an athlete, you've been a hell of a role model for the little kids.
Yep.
You know, and that's something you can be proud of, you know, because you play every sport, you work your butt off at every sport.
Yep.
You know, and when it all said and done, and you're inducted into the Fort Cover High School Hall of Fame, because you will be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, you think about it. This kid's absolutely a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
There ain't too many people can say that. How many people's in our Hall of Fame? 15?
20?
No, there's 30-something now.
I have
30,
no idea.
30,
400. No big deal.
But you'll be
it's
in.
Not us.
You know that?
That's big.
You got a date to the prom?
You bring a dog with you?
Yeah, I do.
What dog? Did you? Which one of you guys brought a dog?
A dog or
huh? Somebody's truck?
Get out there.
Hey, thanks He's for freezing. Stomping up, brother.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely. Who's next? I love this kid.
He is a good kid.
One of Who's that. Next? Go on up here. Will you?
Hot water, Deidre. I'll take you.
Will just comes in and runs the show.
Just put me on, boys. Let's go.
Gotta clean my area. Mama's yelling
up
there.
Mama's mad.
Mom, come on.
I will punch her right in the nose.
Dirty rooms are what boys are made of.
Mom, listen.
Cool. Probably. Yeah, I told her.
Oops. Sorry, Mom.
Wait, you guys on the radio now?
Yeah, you're on.
You're on, buddy. Let's go.
You're eating stuff.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
I'll clean it up.
Hey.
I didn't realize you were on the radio.
Hey. You betcha.
Your little sweetheart was at the game last night.
Mm-hmm.
What was the deal on that?
Huh? Comes to support her boyfriend. Is that okay?
Oh, bleh.
Huh? Then by his other girlfriend come to the game?
Benny is.
Brooke is at every game.
No shit.
Yes, yep. Every game. She's been to every game the last 3 years. The last 3 years.
40 below zero out there. That house today. And I was thinking, are you seriously out of here?
Indian Lake. She was at that scrimmage.
No, she was.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was at the Indian Lake scrimmage. It was.
That is. Awesome. That's
dedication.
That's because the Tin Girl would never have been. Is it? It's Fiend
over there.
You ever call her Tin and she swings at you?
Tinny?
No, she doesn't care.
She don't care.
No.
Willie, off to a good start, buddy.
Yep, we're off to a good start. Yep. Hopefully keep it going as the season goes on.
How about school winding down? You fired up?
I'm very excited. I'm ready to be out in about one more week of regular school, and then we'll be hit the home stretch.
Yeah, like, stretch.
Yeah,
I'm ready for it.
What an awesome time to be a senior, first of all. Nice. You look nice tonight. Thanks for dressing up for the show. No, we're on Facebook Live.
No, we're not.
We ain't?
No. We should be.
But if we would be,
yeah,
you got to dress better than that.
He looks good.
I dress camouflage.
Sorry.
Did you have religion tonight? Did you go?
Yeah, we went. The Berg had religion. Best religion class out there.
The Berg. Oh, Sharpsburg.
Yeah.
Who's teacher?
Greg LeFevre.
He's best a listener, religion too.
Teacher. Yeah.
Greg's a good stick.
Yes, he is.
A great stick.
So what's your, what are you doing this summer? Kane Allen?
Kane Allen, yeah.
And when will you leave?
I'll go up for June lifting or whenever I can make it, but it's not required. And then I'll go up beginning of August, end of July, somewhere around there. I don't know. I haven't got the date yet, but it's one of those days.
Yeah. Now, do they do spring game?
Yeah, they do a spring game, but I'll be at our baseball game, so I've got to make it.
Yeah. What are you doing? You on senior trip?
Yeah, we're going to Panama.
Well, that'll be good.
Panama.
I got bail money if you need that.
All right, that'll work.
Just stay out of trouble.
Now, you're talking about Panama City, not the canal, right?
They're going to canal. They're going to drive a boat.
If you're going to Panama Canal, check it out and turn back around.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yep, I'm excited.
How many guys are going to Panama City?
There's like six of us that are going.
Yeah, that should be great.
Perfect.
Oh, for
there'll be other people there, God. Bob. It won't be just six of them. There'll be other people there besides
better
them.
Cade, you... Reese Bob, who else?
Reese Bob ain't coming with us.
He's in.
No, that's Florida later. We're talking Panama for senior trip.
I'm not on that.
You're not going to that?
You're going to the actual Panama?
We're going to Panama City, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. You're going twice?
I go on like four vacations this summer. It's going to be a long summer.
It's going to be a great summer.
It's going to be a great summer.
But you know what would be a greater summer?
If we had a state championship.
Amen, brother.
There you go.
I like the way he's thinking.
I like his thinking.
We're hoisting her this year. Huh?
I see no problem.
That's the goal.
We got a good team.
We got a pretty good team.
Thank you, man.
We're having fun right now.
We are having fun. Yeah. I love the fireness in the dugout last
night. Dugout was juiced last night.
Great energy.
That was good energy in the dugout.
It's great to hear from center field, the younger guys getting fired up.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It's awesome.
Had our own little crowd out there around first base.
Yeah, you could hear.
It was awesome.
Any play, or Ryan Riley Place made that one play at first.
Yeah.
From third to first, the place was roaring. It was awesome. Yeah.
Because I thought
you didn't hear that very often.
It got a little quiet on their end, though. That was awesome.
We were playing house in an end zone, you're in the cold weather. It gets kind of quiet. There's about two people there.
Oh, yeah.
Good to see Place St. Henry and get a crowd there.
Oh, yeah. There'll be 100. There'll be 500 people there tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Hot dogs?
Is it hot dog night? Now, they got making hot enough hot dogs to feed these guys
afterwards. After the game, yeah.
I don't know, but
if they sell them all out.
They put it, I think it was Benny's mom brought over a thing. It had like four or five hot dogs and maybe a couple sandwiches. I've never seen Ian move so fast.
He blew by everybody. Grabbed two hot dogs, took off running.
Trampled three people.
I said, whoa, we got to put a hot dog on second base.
He eats two things. It's hot dogs and cheese pizza.
That's all you need.
You put, pizza rolls in front of him. Doesn't touch pizza rolls, just looks at him.
Pizza rolls? I love pizza rolls.
They only eat cheese pizza. We went to... way back from Indian Lake scrimmage, stopped in Jackson Center for pizza. He only ate cheese pizza. They have great pizza. He's eating cheese pizza.
He ain't very smart. He's related to you, right, Pete?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
I got a couple texts.
Through his wife.
Yeah.
It's not directly
not related. Me.
Yeah.
So,
Got any important text there, Bob?
Yeah, this is big. Toby Uh-oh. Metzger.
Oh, gosh.
Toby says Cade has warning track power at best. What do you think of that?
Well, was he there Saturday?
I was going to say. He was,
that was warning
three-quarter up. That was close.
Huh?
He was three-quarter up.
He's went yard before, Greenville.
For sales. No,
yeah. I meant for sales, yeah.
Yep. Sales, he drilled it.
Yep.
You ever hit a homer?
One time in batting practice.
Not that one. That's it.
It's went over the fence.
No.
Dolphin, we were up just up.
You do know your brother hit a home run.
He did.
He has better power than me.
Yeah.
He'd kill you, too, in a fight.
Yeah.
Whose dogs? Is that somebody's phone?
We gotta let that dog out.
The dog
got
what?
Dog's in a ring.
Go get him.
No.
What? We can't have a dog in here?
I don't. We've got 9 people in here. We don't need a dog.
And a dog.
Don't need a dog in here.
I don't know. I think we need a dog.
Dog's good.
Well, I just want to say one thing, and we talked about you, and you've been on this show many a times, and
you betcha.
And let's finish it off with a state title and cap off a brilliant career.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be pretty sweet. Huh? That'd be pretty sweet, buddy.
Yep.
Well, thanks for stopping on, that guy.
Let's get it
thank
done.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right. Who's next? One of these other. We're going to keep going. We don't give a break yet, do we?
You guys go.
Spencey, come on up here. Oh, no. Oh. All right. Spencey, Evan, get in here.
Spencey's our third baseman.
Spencey's been playing really good. Hot corner,
man.
That'd be bad.
Huh? No, you'd be good at third, Neil.
Yeah. Okay.
You have Andy out with them on? You have no idea, do you?
Got them.
They go on your ears.
Okay, so say your name and your who's your parents are and all that good stuff.
My name's Evan Post, and my dad's Eric Post, and mom is Kelly Sheets.
Groovy? Are you cool?
He's pretty groovy.
Pretty cool. I mean, awesome. Who do you work for?
Working Bubba.
Dumbass.
Whoa.
That was a little strong. Huh?
He wanted to say that.
He did, didn't he?
He held her back.
Thought about it.
Yeah. Whoa. Does your girlfriend listen?
Probably not.
What the heck? You didn't tell her, did you?
You breaking up?
No. Not that I know.
Here's what I hope happens. Okay, Fee?
Well, yeah.
Saturday, 5th-3rd field. Mm-hmm. We'll go down.
Yep.
4-4, bottom of the 4th. Yep. Big old rainstorm comes in.
Yes.
2-hour rain delay.
We go fishing.
No, we finish it off. About 9 innings, we win.
Yep.
Perfect. Because guess what? These lover boys have Coldwater Prom. Cash.
Oh,
who else? You? Cash? Who else? All 3 of these guys?
Yes, yep.
What happens? Is it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
Now we're talking.
Right.
Now we're talking.
They'll be single.
Then we're single afterwards.
Yeah. What happens? This is big.
I don't know. Our lives are kind of in danger.
Yeah, you're done, ain't you?
Yeah.
Or you catch a strikeout on
They
purpose.
Did move the game to 5. You did hear that, right?
Oh, that's right. 5 o'clock game?
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Trying to keep it out of the rain.
I'm fired up for that game. I don't want it to rain.
I don't either. It'll be awesome.
I'm in the press box, boys.
You ain't getting wet, are you?
Nope.
Last time I was down there,
froze my
movement.
Ding-a-ling off last
400
night.
Feet.
Boof.
He hit home run. It was a bomb.
Boof did it. We got killed.
Boof got annihilated.
San Henry. They killed us. How many years ago was that?
Probably 4.
Was you guys five? Here?
We were 8th grade.
You guys are 8th grade. 5.
Boofy hit a rocket.
He hit a bomb.
San Henry killed us.
Grilled us.
Wasn't good, was it?
No.
You've got 42 pieces of cheese in your mouth.
There's plenty more.
Keep going.
It's okay.
You like Swiss
plenty
cheese?
Plenty more.
That's disgusting. I'm going to throw up.
Don't touch it.
Huh? Heaven, I'm going to say something.
He's going to dig into the onion stuff.
And I'm going to say this because I think the world of you. You know that. I mean, me and you, we're pretty good buds. Mm-hmm. All right? Even though Oop Oop Brown made her milkshake stay too runny.
Did he get a little runny ones?
I even told Evan, make it thick.
I told him.
Huh?
You tell Evan, you might want to tell Oop.
I ordered the milkshake, and the lady goes, he walked up and looked at the sheet, and she goes, well, I hope you read that right.
It was good, but it was. I like my thick milkshakes thick.
Brownie. Thicken her up a little.
Chocolate milk.
Did you have a little chocolate milk?
Yeah, I wasn't happy about it.
Dang.
I like mine thin so you can drink it through a straw.
Oh, no. I like to
don't
stir
like to
it
fight.
Up. Yeah, I do. I like to.
Don't like to fight.
Yeah, I like to pop my eardrums when I suck on it. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
All right, so you've been a third baseman for our Indians for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And your little brother, who come along, And he's a pretty good athlete. Mm-hmm. And he's played a pretty good third sack.
Yep.
Yep. And last night, in the biggest part of that game, they have a runner at third.
Yes.
And a ground ball, and he made a great play on it. And he made a bang-bang play at first, got the guy out. First guy in the dugout to congratulate him was this kid right here.
Absolutely.
And what he did was, I mean, he knows he wants to play as bad as anybody.
Yep.
But he also understands it's about team.
Yep. Team first.
Absolutely. Team first. You got to love that.
Absolutely.
You got to love it.
We talked about, with all you guys, basically, we talked about senior leadership, and, you know, and so far you guys have been tremendous. I mean, especially with the younger guys that are on there, you know, you guys have just brought them right in, you know, and said, hey, you're part of the team. This is going to be fun. And you and I have talked about that, and man, you've kept that positive attitude. You've been awesome. I mean, just absolutely awesome. And that's something that means a lot to me. I mean, as a coach, I love seeing kids like that, that I know how bad you want out there, and I know you're going to get back out there, too. I mean,
yeah, that's right.
That's a no-doubter. I mean, you're going to get back in there.
Yep.
But I really appreciate that, you know, and it's neat being able to, having so many seniors is so much fun because you guys have been through it. You've been here forever.
Ain't none of them got any brains.
None. Not a one. But I tell you what, it's fun to coach them because you don't have to mess around. I've never seen practices that are so, I mean, you guys have everything done. It's awesome. When we tell them to do something, they got it all lined up and they're hitting and they're doing it. They get it all done and we get the nets up. We're ready to go at 7:30 and let's get out of here. You know, that's why we're having success because these guys can play.
No,
I mean, they work hard and they have a focus. They know what they want to do, and we're getting it done.
So you're a hunter. You think you're Fisher, Groovy?
Yep.
So you got electric stuff you wear in the dugout when it's cold out?
No.
Yes, you do. No, don't you?
I don't wear electric stuff.
But you got
some long johns.
Stolen Cooper's gloves, but he wears.
We are missing.
Hey, I ran into a guy fishing out in Spillway, and I think he had 6 pairs on each hand.
Don't steal our gloves.
I don't.
Willie just said you did.
I guess I did get him a pair.
Yeah, but that didn't mean you stole them. Yeah, you just loaned them.
Borrowed them.
I borrowed them.
It's a little
borrowed. Where's the next day? I worked.
Yeah, lie. Liar. Dad listening?
I think he had a Pony League meeting tonight.
Ooh, great.
McSobers.
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 Just happens to be a McSobers.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Thinking about getting back into Pony League.
We should have went to that meeting.
We should have went to the meeting.
Absolutely. Evan, good luck, brother.
Yes, thank sir, you, buddy.
Thanks for stopping up, my friend.
Thank you.
Champ.
Say hi to your girlfriend if she's listening. Say I love you, baby.
She's not listening.
I love you.
No chance.
Zero chance.
No chance.
I guarantee Benny's this. Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Get in here, Benny. God, I love her. Anybody else's woman's listening? Say hi to your girlfriend.
Not mine.
Hello, Brooke.
Aww.
Hey, Brookie.
Brookie. Hey, Brooke. Hey, Brooke.
Hey, Brookie.
Benny has a hell of a game last night.
Thank you.
Great game. Yeah. You have been a tremendous baseball player for Fort Recovery.
You betcha.
Should have been here for all the other sports.
I wish.
Yeah. Can you dunk a basketball?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yep. What do you mean, oh, yeah?
I'll watch him practice.
Oh, he is? No problem? Yeah.
They're hanging on that rim. We're going to bust that thing.
Are we going to bust it?
That's
we're
going to
pay for that baseball program.
Baseball
pay for that.
Program.
Quit hanging on the rim.
I don't. I just snap it.
Never down.
Hey, so senior year, hard to believe it went this fast, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's quite amazing.
Yeah.
It is. And you've been a huge part of the success of our baseball program. And when you was coming around third last night, I was getting ready to pull you in, baby, because I didn't know if you was going to make it.
Go, big
mama. He swung her pretty wide out there, didn't you? Start spinning his wheels.
Come on,
baby.
I
might have took 3 steps.
Yeah.
From third to home.
He's a long strider.
He's flying.
Yeah. He is. But, man, you got in underneath the tag, and that was a big run.
Big run.
It's unbelievable. You get Twaitsy a run, and you're thinking, oh, this might be enough.
If you're on the other side of that, when he gets a run or two, you got to be thinking, oh, God, how are we ever going to score against this guy? You know, that's what is so big about us scraping a couple runs together. Yeah. Once we put the second run up, the light switch went out in the old San Henry dugout.
Well, and then
they were in trouble.
His catch.
Oh, that killed him. That was a
heck of a catch.
Got one through my glove, though.
It was a snow cone.
It was a shot.
But that was nice a shot. Play to think about firing to Cade. Cade was covering the bag.
Oh, yeah, coming hard. That was beautiful.
What's he doing? What are you doing over there? It is pretty view, ain't it?
Yeah, checking it out.
That's a nice view.
Checking out that dog that was barking out in that
You ready
truck.
For the cool air prom?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, no, I hate that stuff. Are you a dancer?
I don't.
He's a dancer.
Is he really?
Yeah,
has he got pretty good moves?
He can
sing and dance. Oh, yeah. His brother played the guitar.
Yeah, remember he came in and played guitar.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
You guys are talented.
I like to say that, yeah, maybe.
What's your go-to song? I mean, you and Brooke are saying, do a little makeout session. What are we?
Country Roads, John Denver.
Almost Heaven?
Almost Heaven.
Let's sing a little verse for Brooke right now.
Virginia.
We don't need to play it. We'll acapella this. Huh? We don't need it.
John Denver.
You ready?
On. Yeah.
And we're going to sing. You guys all know the roads. Where's this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Ready? You want to start us out? Brooke, this is for you.
I don't know how it starts.
Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. This goes to Brookie. Life is gold there. Come on, you know it. He's getting ready to go.
Older than the trees.
He knew it. He just.
Yeah.
Oh. I got to get her by the heart.
Got it. Acapella is a group.
It is?
Not, yeah, that's what I thought.
No, acapella is a...
It's without music.
It's no music.
Yeah, it's without music.
Well, Brooke's pretty good egg. She probably appreciated that.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. I hope she did.
She better, right?
She's holding her ears right now.
Ooh,
so what are you thinking here this year in baseball season? Can you believe how cold it is out? It really sucks.
Absolutely freezing.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable we got 9 games in.
It's
played in the worst weather I've ever seen. That Houston game, I thought you guys were going to have to carry me out.
Was you done?
I was frozen. I was over there at first base thinking, I am frozen solid. Somebody come get me a hug. I need a hug bad.
Last night was the first game I was outside, and I actually thought there's a good chance that I'd die.
It's been that way for me for about 4 games.
My nose was frozen. Snot. Rob Weaver had to be about ready to throw up. My nose just had solid boogers flying out of it. He had to be looking at his headset and his mic had boogers all over it. I'm saying Rob's like, he's out.
We are not having him back.
Oh, it's disgusting. You got hand warmers? Why don't you have a heater in the dugout?
Some of them guys get them. They're
Tommy
smart.
Tried bringing one that one time.
In there.
Huh?
We need a Nipco. Yeah.
We need a Nipco.
Ooh, that'd be
It's
better.
Not illegal, is it?
No. I don't think so.
The only reason you don't have it is because you don't want to be a wimp.
Oh, what?
Exactly.
I'll wimp.
I'll be a wimp.
Big dog wants
shirt off. Woo, this feels good.
Please don't feed.
You don't want to frighten the children.
Yeah.
Could be.
So what's your game plans after school, bud?
I'm going to attend Wright State,
yep.
Lake Campus, and hopefully play baseball.
Little baseball?
Yep, majoring in food science.
Really?
Yep.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Thanks That'd for stopping awesome. On, brother. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're a class kid.
Thank you.
The champ.
Yep. Do you want to take a break real quick? We got to pay a little bill here. Let's take a break, pay a little
bill. We're about halfway through.
Yeah.
You got to love it.
We'll be right back. Bubba Fee presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's wing night featuring 60-cent wings and boneless wings and draft beers for only a buck. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
There's a great addition coming to our community park. Next year, we'll be building a new three-season pavilion by our swimming pool. This beautiful new shelter house will hold over 100 people and will be a great addition to our park and could be rented out for reunions, graduation parties, or any other get-together. It'll feature restrooms, a full kitchen, and an outdoor patio area. If you would like to help support the building of this pavilion and leave your mark on this great project, they're offering the public several options to help. There'll be several choices for purchasing paver bricks for the outdoor patio to help with the cost of this great new community three-season building. For details on how you can leave a lasting legacy at this new shelter house, there are color brochures at many locations around town, or you can contact Aaron Miner at eminer@fortrecovery.org or stop by the Village Hall or call Aaron at 375-1056. Just contact Aaron Miner at the Village Hall and pick out which paver option you want, and you can help with the cost of construction and leave a lasting memory at this beautiful new shelter house.
Hey, welcome back, Bubba and Fee. Am I on? I can't hear nothing. Test.
Barely.
You got me down low or not, Reese?
Hello.
Our next senior we're going to talk to is none other than Reese Rogers. Yeah, you're next. Reese, how you doing, buddy?
You doing, Reese?
Pretty good.
I don't get to talk to Reese much, do we?
Nope, we don't get to see him much.
He's always got that goofy grin. Huh? Reese, what do you know?
Reds are losing.
Still 3-2?
Losing.
3-2?
Imagine that.
I bet we win this game.
No.
What inning? It's got bottom of the eighth?
Yeah.
Oh, they're done.
We're done.
No, we're going to win this. Who's up in the ninth? Votto?
No.
If Votto's up, we win.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Votto, Jeanette, Mesoraco.
Oh, yeah. Mezzo, two-run shot, wins it.
Begun.
Balandando. Whatever his name is. Reese, let's talk a little bit about your career at Fort Covey. Reese, how old was you when you moved to Fort Covey?
Sophomore year.
Your sophomore year. Was that a tough move?
Yeah, I would have to say. I mean, all the guys over there, Botkins, I mean, I miss them all. I mean, I was around them all my life. And, I mean, come over here.
You remember when Dad said, hey, we're going to move to Fort Covey, and you said, Dad, I might knock you out.
It was a challenging, and actually the weird thing was right before we came over here and talked to Hobbs a few times, and right before he said, are you sure you're going to make this move? I said, yes, and he signed the paper, and
away you come.
Away I go.
And here you are.
Yep.
And would you say that no regrets?
Nope.
You've had a pretty good little run here, not only sports wise, but as this, and basically, you know, you're up here, the whole town knows you. You've kind of fit right in.
Yeah.
And another thing that makes that really cool is that when you get a group of classmates like these guys who you fit right in with and have kind of, you know, that makes it tough. Because it's tough to come in. It's tough to be the new guy on the block.
Yeah. Sure.
And it takes a special group of kids to accept.
Bring him in.
Especially as goofy as Reese is.
Oh, he's a goofy.
Oh, he's goofier than anything.
He's goofy as a kid.
Huh?
Gotta love him.
But you agree with that?
Yeah.
I don't. I don't believe he's that goofy.
He's not. I love him. But anyway, it's
the first time
the
I came over, and I'm telling you, the first guy I met here was Will, and I thought he was the craziest kid.
I
can't believe you didn't run right straight back to Boston.
Literally run.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think we're at one of Brady's.
Oh, is that when you smoking cigarettes that time?
Hey, woo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but that was the first guy I met over here. I mean, I knew Jackson from Sydney, And those are the two guys I knew coming over here. Once I made the yes, and I texted Jackson saying, I'm coming. He says, congrats, or like, I'm happy for you. You're going to love it over here. And I loved it since. So
yeah, that's great. You fit right in, and you really fit in. First of all, you're a heck of a pitcher. And on a lot of staffs, you'd be like the ace.
The ace.
And on this staff, you're like ace. Ace, plus one.
Yep.
Because there ain't too many pitching staffs in baseball that can throw Nick Thwaites, Cade Wendell, Reese Bobb,
Benny Holman.
And no, I've seen you pitch.
And we got the wild thing.
He's already shifting kicks. He's pointing at himself.
but really, I mean that's one of the reasons why when you look at this baseball team, that sky is the limit because no team can throw this kind of arms.
I don't think.
Yeah, we can, with a pitch count, and, you know, when you get down toward the end, you get a couple of games pretty close. You can't.
You know what's going to happen?
You can't throw your ace every game.
You know what's happening? We're sucking up to these kids and telling my great car, we won't win another game all year.
I'll bet we win
at
least
two more. We're going up 8-13. 12 straight losses.
8-13, stay chance.
I don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, yeah, you're still hitting. You know, your brother's always got to gross you out, says, tell Reese to hit the ball, and it works.
Yeah. He always texted me almost every game, right before he texted me saying, play hard and hit the ball, and says, hopefully I'll make it one of these games, and Friday he will. So
how cool is that? That's he's going to awesome. Watch you on the hill, too, and the weather sounds good for Friday, right?
Yeah. I believe.
About 40-mile-an-hour winds, so that ain't too bad.
Perfect. As long as it's blowing in, Reese will be happy.
Yeah, that's right. We need to blow in. South that and be blown out. Oh, no. You're going to give up 7 home runs. He's going one inning, 7 home runs, 13 runs.
0+.
Yeah.
0+ innings.
Ain't going to happen, is it?
Ain't happening.
No. Your best game you ever pitched?
I'd have to say last year against Versailles.
Versailles.
I agree.
Yep. You were spot on, as they say.
Yeah. It's pretty good wins there. Pretty good Saturday, too.
So what's your game plan for school? You're going to play baseball, right?
Yep. I'm going to travel up to Muskegon Community College near Lansing and play baseball for them and study in sports management.
You got a date to the prom?
Yep.
Who with?
Kai.
Hey, all right.
Woo.
Yes, sir. Get your groove on. Fired up?
Happy feet.
I'm ready for it.
How good a dancer are you?
Yeah, okay, I would have to say.
Now, will you fast dance or slow dance? Would you got to slow dance now if you're... I mean, would you all have to slow dance?
Yeah.
I will.
Huh?
With Cade or what?
No.
Being scared of it? Bring it on?
Bring it on.
Reese, you're awesome, buddy.
You're
going to
get all the girls with us.
Yeah, no, you ain't. Our next senior we're going to talk about, Keith and Shane. How you doing, brother?
Good, how you doing?
Good. You're the best bunter in the world. Dude, do you agree with that?
Wrong.
Huh? he's not blind
to one. No, I thought he bought himself right in a donger.
He
hit right in the eye.
He is a great bunter.
Been good this year.
He is a great bunter.
He got down last night.
He gets it down big. Every game.
That's big.
I'm serious. I always say it every time on radio. No, the guy's the best bunter on the team.
We got to have him.
Cowboys says, well, Cade's the best bunter. This guy's a good bunt.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Why are you playing right field last night?
I think they said because Nick was pitching, something about the batter's going to hit behind him. So,
well, if Benny don't catch that line shot, you ain't getting that rocket coming out there.
You're chasing it.
Yeah, going right to the fence. How about you've had a hell of a career. You know, not only in baseball, but also in football and
gridiron.
But one thing that and all you guys can say this, but is there two bigger fans than your mom and dad watching you play?
My mom is scary.
She is freaking out.
Awesome. I love her.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She will not miss.
She gets fired up.
She does.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. And that girl. But it's pretty awesome as, you know, as your senior year and it's winding down. And when that, you know, you always look back and say, you know, mom, dad, it's pretty good throughout all that.
Yeah. I do appreciate they come to all the games. I mean,
pretty cool.
They're consistent through football.
I set them down in the old truck during baseball now. They got to be hating us, too.
Are you serious? We're playing?
Yep, we're playing. Get down there. It's freezing.
So, you know, you got a football state title.
Yes.
And wouldn't it be neat to get one more of those things?
One more to cap it off.
Wouldn't
cap
that be
it
perfect? Yeah, because
that would be perfect.
Now, after we go state, mm-hmm. we're going to go state. When's Panama? We're going to miss our trip?
No, we got to find out.
You guys all figured it out? You guys are thinking. I love it. Are you going to Panama?
I'm going to Tennessee. But there's 34 of my classmates going to Tennessee.
Tennessee? Where?
Some giant cabin. I don't know. I was originally going to Panama, but Kerry Shane wasn't really having it.
Kerry said, you're out.
Graduation party in the middle of it.
You going to North Lake or something?
I don't think it's by lake. I think it's just a big cabin up in the mountains.
Well, why don't you just go to Salamone?
It might be thing. Might be Smoky Mountains or one of those.
Gatlinburg.
I think there's Gatlinburg.
You're going to Gatlinburg?
Are you going?
Me and Fee went to Gatlinburg, stayed at the, we stayed at
Angel's Law.
Oh, boy. We stayed in a cabin. We took our families a break. So they had a hot tub, all right? So me and Fee's going to get this hot
tub. We're fired up about this hot tub.
Yeah, it's out on this mountain. Mm-hmm. We're going to fire this hot tub up. Me and Fee's going to get in there at night in our skimpies and just hang out and smoke cigars.
Yep.
Wouldn't work. Couldn't get her working. You know how happy we was?
It was unbelievable.
That might be a good thing. I don't want to see you two in a hot tub.
Are you stupid? Are you stupid?
There you go.
That's exactly right. What's your favorite sport?
Football.
Absolutely.
Hands down.
Yeah. You had a hell of a season.
Yeah.
Hardest hit.
It was fun.
Hardest hit you've ever put on somebody.
Hardest hit? This season, it would have been versus St. Henry. They ran a screen. I think it was a running back, and he didn't come close to catching the ball, and I still let him up anyway.
Did you get him?
Yeah, boy. Back.
Yeah. You ever had one where you got your bell rung?
Oh, yeah.
What one did you get laid up?
Today was well.
Were you?
There's Marion.
Ligers.
Dwayne Ligers, junior year. Right in the head.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Rung from bell. Got me pretty good.
When you hear about all this stuff as far as head trauma and stuff like that.
CT.
Yeah, do you guys, does that ever, don't affect you?
It's a little will, so it obviously affects something.
Yeah, that's right. No, but seriously, I mean, nah.
I don't really think about it, because I only played 6 years.
Damn.
I mean, the guys they're talking about are in the NFL. They played 10, 12 years.
Anybody on?
Guy on second.
Any outs?
One.
We're going to get him, anyway.
No,
Votto doubled. We're back in, boys. We're going to World Series.
Here we go.
We are going to the pennant.
Well, I really hope you're right, but I bet
against that. The Reds win the pennant. You Reds fan?
Yes, I am.
Hi, boy. Browns fan?
Sadly, yeah.
That a baby.
Yes, sir.
How many Browns fans are here?
Super Bowl in 2 weeks. You going to be there?
That's huge. Super Bowl. You're a Browns fan.
Steelers.
Yep.
Steelers.
Steel curtain.
That makes me mad when I hear Steelers fans.
There's a lot of Steelers.
There is. Who do you like, Reese?
Bengals.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's right.
Bengals.
Yeah.
It was not Votto. It was Jeanette.
Fine. Great. Hey, big guy. Appreciate you coming up.
Yep.
You ready for the prom?
Yes, I am.
What's your game plan after school?
I'll be going to the University of Toledo studying mechanical engineering.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, boy. Well, good for you.
That's like a real thing.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Should be fun.
That will be fun.
Yep.
It's a great place. Who's next?
Cash money, baby.
Cash money.
Hey, you know Nick yet?
Who got the hit?
Phil
Irvin base hit. We're tied up, boys.
Tied her up. Second. Here come the Reds.
Oh. Huh?
Second, first. Mezzanaka got a hit.
Mezzanaka got a hit, too.
Mezzanaka out.
No out.
Game's over.
Reds win.
Call Twaits.
Call Twaits.
Call him.
Call him online. This makes me mad.
So I'm calling.
You mad too?
Yeah, a little bit.
How about your beard?
No, I've been growing out for a while.
That's good beard.
I like it.
That's solid.
11
beard.
Out of 10 recommend.
Huh?
11 out of 10 recommend.
His girlfriend.
His girlfriend likes it.
Emily Miller. She likes it, I guess.
Is she listening?
No, not a chance.
Why?
No chance.
She hates us.
She's
No, she doesn't hate you, but she's got other stuff tonight.
That's only because she doesn't know you.
Like, all kinds of stuff for, like, cheerleading
stuff.
We're
calling her.
Whatever. No.
Huh?
Not a good idea.
Put her on the air.
We got to get... We calling Twaits?
Yeah. Do you want to call her now or you want
right
to talk
now.
To Cash?
Absolutely.
I thought you were talking to Cash.
We'll talk to Cash on. We got all night.
Okay.
Time's bedtime.
Whenever yeah. I want.
Mom, Dad,
where are you?
No. They're not listening.
They're not.
You gotta play some Fortnite.
Why?
Fortnite. I don't know.
Fortnite sucks.
Squad's here.
Squad's here. He sees FRR, he ain't answering.
No, he's not seeing any recognizable number.
Probably sleeping.
He's probably working.
Anybody texting?
You have reached the voicemail box of.
He's out.
Yep. Somebody text him and let him know we're going to call him.
Tell him he's a loser. Just tell him that. Just tell him he's a loser for not coming up.
So go ahead with Cash here for a little
I
bit.
I know how to do this.
Okay.
Really? I absolutely know how to do this.
Well, I couldn't see your
three
face.
Years.
I thought we were still talking
three,
about
how many years we've been on?
I don't know. As long as this radio station
yeah,
has been on.
I think so.
Pull over three.
Yeah. So, Cassius, what's your game plan after school?
I'm going to attend Ball State University, and I'm going to major in
chirp,
marketing.
Chirp, boss. Really?
Marketing.
Good for you.
Good man.
Now, your mom was a Cardinal. No.
No.
No. She's an Indiana girl.
No, she went to Rhodes.
That's a good job, Bob.
Where was she born in Indiana?
She was born in Salina.
Salina. You're close. Close to Indiana. You did a lot of research on this on Cassius, didn't you?
I got other questions. I'll get one, right?
Come on, you get one.
Where you live?
Out on 119.
I knew that.
There you go.
Oh, dang it. What's your dad do there? He's got a business?
Yeah, Cutright Manufacturing.
Are you helping him?
Yeah, I help him. I've helped him for the last three summers, and every time he needs help, he just calls me.
Yep. But, does it? What about when you got something going on? Are you allowed to miss, or is he saying?
It depends on how serious it is.
Yeah.
If it's serious, then I got to be there.
Who mows your grass?
Me, too.
Looks good.
Yeah.
But,
good job.
Huh? It does look good. Better than your yard. You can't mow straight line.
Mows our yard.
Riley's hammered.
Riley's got cross eyes.
You mow your yard? No. Huh?
Near Kobe?
No, Kobe does it all. Okay. Have you ever sweated other than playing sports? Huh?
Fortnite.
My dad does even.
Are you a Fortniter?
Yeah, I play with these guys.
Hey, who's good? Who's the best?
Cade's probably the best.
I called the squad.
Okay, Cade's our probably leader here.
Okay.
Then we got Will, who just likes to make jokes the entire time.
He's an idiot to play with.
And then there's Ethan. He kind of pulls in the rear end.
Yeah.
And then there's me.
And you guys are, you live and die this Fortnite.
We play every night.
You play at somebody's house or can you play from each other?
We can play from our own houses with each other.
And, is that right? That's pretty cool.
So how late do you play at night? What's the latest you ever played?
Played 12.
Yeah. We played till like, over the weekends, probably 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
So after everybody goes out, they go home and the squad gets on?
Squad up.
Yeah.
We squad up
and here we go. Mom, Dad, everyone kill you?
Yeah, a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
Get a little
is Fortnite,
little
is it loud?
You got headphones on, so it's not super loud.
Huh?
Even Shane's loud.
Depends if you're screaming or not.
Yeah, it depends if you're yelling.
Fired up.
Who's your girlfriend?
Emily Miller. She's from Coldwater.
Emily Miller from Coldwater.
Mm-hmm.
Does she go to baseball games?
Yeah, she's been to about half of them now.
Is she really?
Yeah. These girls are dedicated.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I love them.
My wife won't. She don't even talk to me.
My wife's never heard us on this show.
No. She has
no idea where I'm at.
Who I am.
She has no idea where I'm at. Two hours every Wednesday.
You guys are lucky.
Thank you.
Yeah. Real lucky. talk a little bit about your season. How it's going. You fired up?
Yeah, it's a really good season. I mean, we're winning a lot, and it's really fun. All the guys are awesome, and the young guys, they just listen to us and they do what they're told when they do it, and it's just great. It's been fun.
Favorite sport?
Yeah, kind of between baseball and football, depending on the year.
When it's colder, football season.
Yeah, when it's colder, I like football because it's just the time of the year.
Yeah.
Baseball, when it gets warm, it's great.
Do you play CYO basketball?
No, I did not. I kind of regret it, but.
Is Evan post the biggest ball hog in the history of CYO basketball?
That's what I heard. He kind of likes to shoot all
one
the
game
time.
He shot 35 times, I heard. Bowling?
He was open.
Huh?
He was open.
I heard you come down half court, just shoot it.
That's Rick Kanapke.
Big Rick, let her fly. Well, I appreciate you coming up here,
hey,
fella.
Thank you so much.
Good luck the rest of the year.
Awesome. Thank you.
And after this is all said and done, and we're going to have a huge party after we hoist that. We're going to have it right in here.
Yep. I agree.
Sounds good.
Be awesome.
Sound like a plan?
Yep. Sounds good.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming in. Let's take a break. Are we trying to get a hold of Reese? Or, yeah. Twice he ain't going to answer. Did you?
Where's Chris? Let me go take a drive.
He's not there.
Yeah, he's done. We tried. We tried.
Gave a shot.
Let's take a break. We'll come back, finish this baby up.
Yep.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4800.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Indians defeated St. Henry 2-0 in a big MAC game last night, and now they are 8-1 overall and 2-0 in the MAC. Tomorrow, it's going to be another MAC game with New Bremen coming to town, and it'll be hot dog night. WPGW will broadcast that game at 100.9 FM, which can also be found on your TuneIn app. Search for WPGW. Then on Friday, the Indians will travel to Bern to take on the number 3 team in Indiana, the South Adams Starfires, at 5 o'clock, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game live. Then on Saturday, the Indians will travel to Dayton to take on Kettering Alter in a 1 p.m. game that will be played at 5th Third Field, where the Dayton Dragons play, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that action live. There's more baseball this week. MAC game at home with New Bremen tomorrow night, and it's hot dog night at South Adams on Friday. Then on Saturday, a big game at 5th Third Field in Dayton against Kettering Alter. Get all these games you can to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get there in person, you can catch all the games live on WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
This Saturday is? Yeah. Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk Fee. What a great group, huh?
Oh, my. That is a good group of kids. I tell you what. Can't have fun with them. Something's wrong.
Nah, and we're lucky because me and you and Spencey, too, we are lucky enough to, and you know, thank Neil for this, mm-hmm. for this radio station, because yep. we're able to stay in contact with these kids. You do as coaching. Yep. Yep. And, you know, we do a little bit as far as doing a book and stuff like that. But, but to be able to get to know these kids and how much fun they are and just class kids, and it's just
fun. It is fun. Yeah, it's all gone. It's fun.
Fort Recovery's got a lot of good dudes, and we'll get the girls' senior softball players in. I don't know.
Yeah.
A couple of them, I think, ain't there?
Three, I think.
Yeah. We'll get them in before the season's out.
Yep.
And talk to them a little bit. Reds did tie it up 3-3. Scooter Jeanette with the big hit.
Big hit.
Toby Metzger said.
All right.
Brandon Rogers says, please don't have Reese dance. Sorry, bud. Evidently, Brandon's seen you dance before.
He's been working on his moves.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He ain't seen it.
He don't know.
He's been taking lessons.
That's what we do in a dugout. We work on our moves.
Yeah. I got this from Kim Wendell. Kim Wendell says, you want to talk about cold weather during a basketball game on Friday night? You guys should have been out to sign a relay track meet. At least the boys can sit in the dugout between these. Track kids have nowhere to hide.
Under the bleachers.
Under the bleachers. I thought they had tents or something.
A lot of times they do, but most of the time those are shade and not don't have the walls
ain't
on
hell for heat.
Nope.
Keep the wind off of you.
Yeah.
Well, no, but if they don't have the walls, most of the time it's just the pop-up tent with no walls. Some of them have walls and heaters, but a lot of them don't. Most of them don't.
Mm. Cold. Mm. It is cold.
Give me cold.
Very cold. Very good tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Big win.
I'm excited. It's going to be a big win.
I agree.
I'll tell you what, I knew going in this week, we had some big games coming up.
Yeah, we talked about that this weekend.
Boy, we
about.
Sneak out of here with a couple more wins here this week. That'd be perfect.
Absolutely. And bring on New Bremen.
Yep.
We want to thank the seniors for coming in. We want to thank our sponsors for making this all possible. Wayne Street Market. God love
Wayne
you.
Wayne Street's
it.
The best.
Meat Cheese Tray and sponsoring us throughout the season. And,
yep.
And hopefully we can get Coach Cap up here next Wednesday.
Yeah, he said he'd put him in next Wednesday for sure.
Sounds good. We want to thank everybody. Reese, Bob, good job tonight. Spencey, good job. For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely,
Bob Stogler.
It's been fun. See you next week. Wayne Street Market sponsors us and makes it all happen.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.